It's about you, your health, your family, and your community. This is Sunday Morning Magazine with your host, Rodney Lear.
And good morning. Welcome to another edition of Sunday Morning Magazine. To find out more about the show, our guests, or to join the conversation, we'd love to hear from you. Visit our Facebook page, Sunday Morning Magazine with Rodney Lear on Facebook. Head there now and like us there now. This morning, we talked to some of your favorite professional athletes about life off the field. Coming up, a Super Bowl champ says he struggled with reading. He says he was reading on a junior high level in college. Find out about his mission to spread literacy and to empower young people to read. Then, Cincinnati's own Preston Brown, linebacker with the Cincinnati Bengals, talks about giving back to the city he grew up in. Plus, we catch up with Evan Newton, goalie with FC Soccer, find out how he's helping children facing life-threatening illnesses. But we began this morning with the $45 million man. Cincinnati Bengals defensive end Carlos Dunlap signed a 3-year contract extension worth $45 million. His nonprofit, the Carlos Dunlap Foundation, focuses on literacy, anti-bullying, homelessness, and education. He joins us from the Bengals locker room. It's our pleasure to welcome Carlos Dunlap to Sunday Morning Magazine. Good morning. How are you?
Lovely, man. How are you doing?
I'm doing great. Now, first of all, you know, I have to ask you about this contract. So, you know, what does that feel like for you? Does that put a lot of pressure on you, or does it serve, on the other hand, this huge layer of motivation, or just a combination of both?
For me, you know, it's motivation and it's also a burden taken off. So that, you know, going into the season, I can have a clear mind and focus on, you know, winning football games and just going out there and playing football.
All right.
And it's also motivation for me, you know, go out performing and, you know, prove my worth.
All right. Now let's talk about the foundation. Of course, it's the Carlos Dunlap Foundation. And recently you did something really amazing with literacy and anti-bullying with students at Winton Hills Academy. Now, you don't know this, but I grew up in Winton Terrace myself and attended that same school, and I still mentor kids there now. Tell us about this writing contest that you did through the foundation.
Oh, wow. That's a small world. That was my first time on that side. Just, you know, I like to see all these different schools in Cincinnati, so that's why we try to keep rotating and, you know, give the kids the opportunity to vote their school in. But for this one, I worked with the National Youth Foundation, and we challenged kids from all over the nation to write a book about bullying. And it just so happened that the book that we chose was the one at Winton Woods Academy. It's called Misunderstood Micah, and it tells the story from the bully's perspective, which is rare, too. That's why we chose it.
Okay, and you mentioned the book deals with anti-bullying. Why is anti-bullying, why is that such an important issue for you to focus on with children through your foundation?
Because, you know, my foundation, one of the core things for my foundation is education. And, you know, it was made aware to me, you know, how much bullying is going on in school and these schools that I was already had these relationships with that I've been trying to, you know, preach and talk to about the importance of education. It was made aware to me, you know, when we had that incident here in Cincinnati where the kid, you know, committed suicide because of bullying that was going on. And, you know, for me, I couldn't imagine not wanting to be a kid no more. You know, for me, when I was a kid, everything was funny. I was always in on the joke, but that's one of the key things. You got to make sure everybody's in on the joke because you don't know what that person's going through at home. You might throw that last blow that sends them over the edge. So we just try to encourage the kids, you know, to be kids and make sure it's fun for everyone.
And, Carlos, I understand that the book that the children wrote at Winton Hills Academy, it will be printed and published and donated to school libraries. Is that right?
Yes. The National Youth Foundation, they're spreading it around the nation. They have relationships in a whole bunch of cities. They have a few books that they've published that are written by the kids. So that's a pretty unique thing that they do. And, you know, for me and my foundation and with my bullying campaign, we're taking it on the road with us as well and challenging these kids in these cities that we're going to make our stops at to, you know, read the book and be aware of the book so that we can discuss the book and, you know, talk about bullying and try to tackle bullying.
So all the students involved with the writing of the book received $500. What was it like for you to pass out those $500 checks to those five students? What was that like?
Man, it was unbelievable to see their face. But, you know, the National Youth Foundation, they worked hard. They set that up. Our spin on it was, you know, for the bullying, just challenging all the kids, you know, to write something about bullying so that we can, you know, bring more awareness to everyone as well. So that was a pretty cool collab to see. You know, one of our former Bengals coaches hooked me up with him, so it was pretty cool.
And in case you're just tuning in all morning long, we're talking to some of your favorite professional athletes, talking about their life off the field. On the phone with me now, joining us from the Bengals locker room, is Carlos Dunlap, defensive end number 96 with the Cincinnati Bengals. Now let's talk about some of the other programs that you offer through the Carlos Dunlap Foundation, including the Dunlap Scholars Program.
The Dunlap Scholarship Program is a program where we challenge kids to pledge to my foundation, you know, that there will be a difference in their community, that they will be professionals on and off the field, because everyone can't, you know, be a professional athlete. So we challenge them to compete in the classroom as well as on the field. You know, we reach out to student athletes. We've been working with Taft and Woodward High School to figure out which athletes we feel like we could work with and help the most. And along with that, we try to give them ACT and SAT prep, as well as, you know, some tutoring or help and mentoring with whatever they need. That's one of the programs that we started.
And also through the foundation, you have a partnership with Faces Without Places. Tell us about that partnership.
Yeah, that was an unbelievable opportunity as well to, you know, give some of those kids their first birthday party. You know, we went down to Newport on the levee, and a lot of kids, we play all the arcade games there for a whole day, and, you know, obviously have the birthday cake and cupcakes, all the sweets and goods and balloons, and, you know, because we feel like no kid should not have a birthday party, you know.
And these are children, for those that don't know, these are children that are homeless.
Yes.
And you're basically throwing them a birthday party through the Carlos Dunlap Foundation. Cool.
Yeah, so we partnered up with Faces Without Places.
So let me ask you this, Carlos. You've done some really great work through the Carlos Dunlap Foundation, as we talked about this morning. But what are you most proud of accomplishing through the foundation?
You know, just the effect that, you know, that I've noticed that it's had on, you know, my peers. You know, Mike Johnson, he's the one who inspired me to make a difference here in our community and take ownership in our community here in Cincinnati, because I've always had aspirations of doing this at home, which I plan on doing more, because, you know, that I'm here, it's a lot easier for me to do a lot more of the programs that I have, because I like to try to be hands-on, and, you know, during season it's kind of hard to get back home. Just seeing the effect that it's having in the locker room, I've seen more guys, you know, get involved here in Cincinnati. You know, everyone had the aspirations of doing stuff when they get back home or for their home team, because, you know, that's where everyone grew up. But just seeing guys taking ownership and to make a difference here. And that's not just, you know, with the Cincinnati Bengals. Some of my guys around the league, I've seen them start doing things in their, you know, in their NFL cities. And that's a huge thing for me.
And again, this morning, all morning long, we're talking to some of your favorite professional athletes, talking to them about life off the field. For more information, you can reach out to us on our Facebook page, Sunday Morning Magazine with Rodney Lear on Facebook. Head there now and like us there now. On the phone with me is Carlos Dunlap, defensive end number 96 with the Cincinnati Bengals. Now, you've been in the league for a while. You're a veteran. What advice do you give some of the rookies and new guys on the teams, the Mixons, the John Rosses, and the Hubbards of the team? What advice do you give those young guys?
You're going to make mistakes, but try to eliminate one of them every day. Find something to get better at every day, and don't make that same mistake twice. After a while, it becomes second nature, and you'll have accomplished all of them.
So let me ask you this now. The last few games have been really exciting, where it came down to the last quarter, the last minutes of the game, where the game is decided. What is it like for you to be on the sidelines as your team is advancing down the field and you're waiting yourself to get on the field? What is that like for you?
It's tough. It's nerve-wracking because, you know, as a player, I want to be on the field to make that game-winning play for us. But, you know, fortunately for our offense, we got a guy like A.J. Green and Tyler Boyd and Andy Dalton who stepped up to, you know, get that drive down the field and get that game-winning touchdown.
And again, in case you're just tuning in, we're speaking to Cincinnati Bengals defensive end Carlos Dunlap. Now, Carlos, I'm going to read you a sentence, and you fill in the blank for me. Here we go. Before every game, I have to do blank.
Eat breakfast.
The best part of playing ball in Cincinnati is blank.
Having the opportunity to be one of the first teams to bring the city a national championship, a Super Bowl. Cincinnati hasn't experienced that yet. They've been in the game, but they have not won the game. So that's a goal of mine.
All right, I like that one. I think we're all on board for that one. Your funniest fan experience?
My first NFL touchdown, I tried to jump in the stands, didn't quite make it up there and lost the ball.
All right, that's pretty good. All right, Carlos, if our listeners would like to find out more about you, more about your foundation, the Carlos Dunlap Foundation, how can they find out more?
Just go to carlosdunlapfoundation.com, you know, email us at teamdunlap96, or follow us on Instagram, employee96 and Carlos Dunlap Foundation. We try to post something daily and try to post opportunities daily for your kids to get involved and you know, maybe have us surprise them at lunch or something during the school day.
All right. All right, Carlos, thank you so much, and I really appreciate you taking time to talk to us. Thank you.
I appreciate it. You have a good one.
All right, you too. Thanks. We've been speaking to Carlos Dunlap, defensive end, number 96 with the Cincinnati Bengals. For anything that you may have missed this morning or more information about Carlos Dunlap, visit our Facebook page, Sunday Morning Magazine with Rodney Lear on Facebook. Head there now and like us there now. Again, all morning long, we're talking to some of your favorite professional athletes, talking to them about life off the field. Coming up, we talk to a Super Bowl champ, a FC soccer favorite, and a Cincinnati Bengal with local roots. That's coming up next as Sunday Morning Magazine, Life Off the Field, continues. Right after this, more to come. Stay with us.
Shopping for skincare is frustrating. Buy it, try it, toss it, repeat. Curology is here to help. Curology pairs with your own licensed dermatology provider who assesses your skin and prescribes you a custom formula to tackle acne, dark spots, or even fine lines. No guesswork, just a formula made to work for you. Get your consultation today at Curology.com/SXM. Curology, skincare with a face. Subject to consultation, subscription required. Cancel anytime.
Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Mornings are for mixing and matching at McDonald's. For just $3, mix and match two of your favorite breakfast items, including a sausage McMuffin, sausage biscuit, sausage burrito, and hash browns. Make it even better with a delicious medium iced coffee. With McDonald's mix and match, you can't go wrong. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Single item at regular price.